And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Taking a look at the Miami-Dade Broward County traffic, we do have stop-and-go traffic from an earlier accident, Dolphin Expressway westbound at Palmetto Expressway. And then we have congestion reported, 95 southbound at Sunrise Boulevard, Palmetto Expressway southbound between Northwest 58th Street and the Dolphin, and slow traffic 95 northbound between Broward Boulevard and Atlantic Boulevard. For more traffic information, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic Miami.
WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz, a division of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, welcome to Fried on Business. We were broadcasting live from the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. And to get us started, we've got Frank Mello. Frank is the president of the Miami CCIMs. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Hey, and thanks for having us out at the CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to rolling the tape.
Absolutely. It's our ninth year, and we hope that you join us for the next 9 years on it.
Oh, I really hope so. We had some great interviews. I can't wait to get to them. Give me your feedback, and we're going to get rolling.
So we really want to thank you, and first of all, because without our sponsors, we just couldn't make it. We want to thank Ackerman Centerfit for their great sponsorship. And also we want to thank BAC Colonnade and Annette Linares, Andres del Corral, and Flavia for sponsoring the event. They are now the leasing agents for the BAC Colonnade, and the CCIMs want to really thank them. And thank everyone that came out to the event and that enjoyed it. The speakers were phenomenal. They were right on point. People were asking us actually extend the amount of time that they're on the podium. We want them to speak 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So that's why we came up with a great idea to bring you on so that there's an extra segment and additional information on these speakers. That's what you're going to do today, right?
Oh, we're going to rock. We're going to roll. We've got all kinds of people from Total Bank, your lead sponsor, to one of your top speakers, Arno Carceni and Lou Goodkin, John Crossman. We got them all, Frank. It's going to be awesome.
It is phenomenal. I really, really thank you. You had a lot of fun right there with all these gentlemen as they came out, and you interviewed them one by one.
And ladies, we interviewed Danette, too.
Oh, you interviewed Danette.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. Fantastic. Make sure she's on. It's all yours, Jim. Thank you so much.
All right, Frank. You heard Frank giving the thanks. We'll be right back after this short break with the CCIM 2015 Real Estate Outlook Conference. Great interviews, great info. Back after this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, the University Health UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit youhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, and remember, you can support Lawrence Kids tonight at Bloomingdale's. They're having an exclusive sale. It's tonight only, and you can save up to 20%. So go to Bloomingdale's tonight. I know my wife is there burning up our credit card right now. Go to Bloomingdale's, spend away, and Lawrence Kids will be the beneficiary tonight. Make sure you do it for our friends at Lawrence Kids to protect our kids.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also episode 300. For Freed on Business. We're here with my old friend, John Crossman. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, John, you're an expert because you're from out of town and you brought a briefcase. Now, tell us a little bit about the retail market. I guess you're the expert on retail. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the retail market.
Sure. We're going to talk about the retail market today here in Miami-Dade. And here's something interesting you may not know. There are 75 Publix anchored centers in Dade County.
Wow.
We control 26 of those.
Wow.
And so a lot of times people don't know that we have that kind of an insight.
That's amazing. That's a lot of gravitas here.
Yeah. So, but the big thing I'm going to talk about is kind of a lot about retail basics, which is that retail follows. And so the big thing you got to look at is, like, we have explosive job growth down here in Miami. And then follow that was residential growth and tourism growth. And with that, you got good old retail.
Well, you know, I've always said that Dade County was somewhat under-retailed. It looks like that's being addressed right now. I've got to say, is if I was going to be one thing in the real estate market as far as leasing goes, I'd want to be in the retail leasing market, especially as it pertains to ground floor retail in some of these buildings. Now, you do the Publix anchored centers. I've seen Publix out there buying more and more. I guess when Publix buys a deal, they bring you in to run the deal?
That's true. We do the leasing for them, and we do that work, but, you know, we also do high street retail. We do power centers. We do malls. We do the full thing. We're in seven states in Southeast, over 20 million square feet. The unique thing about us is we're pure landlord representatives. We do things anything a landlord can do.
Wow. So what if somebody that owns a shopping center wanted to call you up and bring you on board as their representative into the market? How would they find you, get a hold of you?
Well, they could call me. they could go to our website at crossmanco.com, or they could call me at 407-581-6218. But, Jim, before we get done here, I know you got...
No, we're not done by any stretch of the imagination. I just wanted to make sure we got that in there. Tell me some of the nuggets you're going to share with the guys and gals inside the CCIM conference.
Well, can I share a nugget? That I'm not going to share.
Ooh, even better.
Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this year, this January, this year, marks the 25th anniversary of Crossman & Company. Okay? Did you know that?
Didn't know it was the 25th year, but I did deal with your brother way back when. So
gotcha.
I knew it was for a long time.
Gotcha. Now, when you think of a 25th anniversary, do you know what anniversary that is?
Silver?
That's correct. And so one thing we did was we made, and I'm going to hand this to you.
God, look at that. It's like a coin.
Yeah, hang on 1 second before I give it to you. This is a silver coin, and you can see it's got the Crossman logo on the back, and it's got the 25th anniversary on it, and it's pure silver, okay? And so what we did was we gave a lot of thought and research about, you know, what has the last 25 years of Crossman Company meant, what it's done. And so we decided to make a list of people that we felt like were the most influential, helpful, and supportive of our company, helping to make our company what it is. And so one of those people is you, Jim.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to cry. This is just awesome.
No, this is real deal. So
no, it really, gosh, John, this is so wonderful.
Don't tell everybody, because I don't.
I'm not going to tell anybody except the radio audience.
Right. But that's for you. Don't sell it on eBay. That's real silver.
Oh, my God, I'm
going
to keep this. I'm going to put, my God, it's like, wow. I'm speechless. I'm on the radio and I'm speechless. This is a real, thank you so much.
On behalf of Crossman and Company, my brother and I, thank you. We would not be where we are now without the help of numerous people. And you're one of those guys. You have been
John,
there for us, and
you've
helped
so
us
much.
So many times. And
listen, God bless, man. This is so beautiful. Oh, gosh, I'm getting mushy on the radio. Well, John, oh, boy.
Let me say one more thing about that.
Go ahead.
Because I want you to hear this.
Yeah, I can't talk right now anyway, so go ahead.
Well, what's funny is that, you know, when I got started in the business, you know, I was 21, 22, but I looked like I was 12. And of course,
you still do.
Yeah, thank you. And when my brother started the business, you know, we're a small company. And when you're a small company and people don't know you, a lot of people ignore you. They don't call you back, whatever. And you, Jim, when we were nobody and nobody knew us, you always called us back. You always helped us. You've always been there for us at every single moment. And we appreciate that. And the industry appreciates that, too.
Wow, John, listen, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, you do set the bar as far as reaching out, outreach and marketing and service, providing service. You also have helped numerous young people as a mentor and advisor. John, being a part of this with you and your brother has just been just terrific. I want to thank you so much for that. Golly gee, this is really special. It's because it's my 300th show, too.
So I know,
it's like,
isn't
that
cool?
It's like really up, you know, something I'll treasure for the rest of my life here.
A joint anniversary present.
Oh, that's my cool God, stuff. That's beautiful.
All right, let me tell you a couple of things real quick.
Yeah, tell us a couple of tidbits that we're going to talk about
here's
inside.
Here's the big thing, is that Crossman Company, we've been known for our research. We took a year off from doing a retail report, and so we came back bigger and stronger. And I'm pleased to announce here on live on your radio show that if you go to our website, crossmanco.com, you will see a retail report on there. And it covers the six states of the Southeast. And anyone can download it. It's free. Anyone can have it. We had over 30 different people contribute to it from across the country. We have an interview with the CEO of Brixmore in there.
Wow.
So it's great data. And one of the things that we like is, you know, we got asked one time, and I think I told you the story, by a Fortune 500 company, if we consider ourselves to be leaders in the industry. And that's a hard, how do you answer that question? Well, we decided to answer that question by saying that leadership is a process of influence, and we are seeking to influence the industry. And then one of the ways to do that is we have data that we provide for free. And that goes to everybody. And so some small companies don't have the manpower for research, and we do. So they can have our report for free, and it's there, and it's out there. So we could have all kinds of stuff, but I want you to know, anybody listening, they can go, they can download that report, have it, use it any way they want. And we're open. We're trying to help grow the entire industry, make it better for everybody.
John, you have made it better for so many people. You and your brother have been industry leaders forever. I first met you guys in the early 90s with the RTC meltdown, and we were buying some strip centers up in Orlando, your brother's office up there on 436. Listen, John Crossman, Crossman and Companies, celebrating their silver anniversary, the 25th anniversary for Crossman and Companies. We're here at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's the 300th show. John Crossman, you touched me, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the UF conference coming up in a few weeks. And we'll be right back after this short break with more from the CCIM 2015 Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference and the 300 show, Freedom Business. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, back after this.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, and remember, you can support Lawrence Kids tonight at Bloomingdale's. They're having an exclusive sale. It's tonight only, and you can save up to 20%. So go to Bloomingdale's tonight. I know my wife is there burning up our credit card right now. Go to Bloomingdale's, spend away, and Lawrence Kids will be the beneficiary tonight. Make sure you do it for our friends at Lawrence Kids to protect our kids.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back at the CCIM Commercial Real Estate Conference Outlook, our live broadcast. And it's show 300 for Freed on Business. So high five to everybody who's here. And our first guest is Omar Ojeda. Omar's with Total Bank. Omar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having us here.
Okay, now Omar, tell me a little bit about what Total Bank's perspective is today on the commercial lending field.
Well, you know, we as a community bank, we're very active in supporting our local economy and looking at our local businesses. And we're really involved in the real estate arena of Miami-Dade County. We are a $2.5 billion institution that is owned by a very large bank from Spain, Banco Popular, Grupo Banco Popular from Spain, one of the largest banks in Spain, and has been able to give us the support that we need financially to continue growing in this market.
Now, I know that Total Bank is a community bank. A lot of the community banks are constrained by relatively low loan limits. What's your loan limit for an individual product and then an individual borrower?
We have easily over $35 million, but with the participation of our parent company, we're able to fund projects a lot larger than that.
Wow, it sounds like you can cover just about anything then.
Pretty much. We believe that, you know, we can attend to all the needs of all the businesses in this market.
Now, since we're at the CCIM, we won't talk C&I today. We'll just talk real estate. What's your borrower? What's the profile of a perfect borrower for you guys?
Well, we like to know our borrower very well, especially local people, local companies. We like the owner-occupied market. We like the business that is in need to finance their commercial real estate property. And we also love the income-producing side of the business, anything that is from multifamily, industrial, commercial. Anything that generates cash flow is what we like to see.
All right. Well, you know, Omar, I saw that you have a lot of literature that's focused on the owner-occupied project. Is that one of the focuses, the Total Bank and market segment that you're trying to go after?
Yes, absolutely. As a director of the small business for the bank, one of the things that I concentrate or specialize is in the small business administration loans. I've been doing SBA lending for over 10 years. And one of the programs that we like to utilize the most whenever we finance in these owner-occupied properties is the SBA 504 program. We are the lead bank in Miami-Dade County when it comes to originating those type of transactions. And we believe that it's the best product out there for businesses to finance their offices, their warehouse, their commercial property.
Now, is there a specific product type that you find to be most attractive to you? I know that multifamily is usually very attractive for lenders here in town. Are you guys focused on some multifamily?
We are. I mean, anything that is income producing is something that we like to see. Not necessarily multifamily, but anything that in the retail size, office, anything that has cash flow, that has a stable cash flow, that's been stable for a couple of years is something that we like to see. We believe multifamily like anything, every bank is going after the same, trying to go after the same market, the same clientele, and multifamily is obviously something that all banks are very interested in. So we try to get a little bit away from what everybody's trying to do. So that's why we look at retail and offices and industrial in Miami-Dade County.
Now, you talked about how all the banks go after residential and you're trying to go after some different stuff. What would differentiate Total Bank from one of the other community banks?
Well, one of the things is like, you know, as a local bank, we make our decisions locally. All I have to do is go up the elevator and speak to our CEO in reference to a particular transaction, and he can gather our board of directors and the decision making pretty easy and fast. So we are able to understand the market a lot better since we've been doing this for a long time in this community. And our customer service is one of the things that we pride the most.
Now, tell me a little bit about one of the recent transactions that you closed that would be indicative of some of the deals that you're looking to do.
Well, gosh, you know, it's been a lot of transactions last year.
Oh, you closed some deals last year?
Last year, we was actually probably the best year that the bank has had. We closed well over $300 million in real estate transactions, C&I as well. It's funny you mentioned at the beginning, we're not going to talk about C&I, although that's a new talk on the industry, right?
Everybody, well, what does C&I mean? Because we're pros. I don't want to talk about jargon. Maybe somebody out
right.
there driving
commercial,
around.
It's any commercial industrial
So you bank small businessmen too then, not just real estate?
No, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things. One of the philosophy of Banco Popular, our parent company, is to bank the small and medium enterprises, what they define it over there in Spain. And we believe that that's a sector that we like to continue going after. You know, the small and medium businesses are the ones who makes our economy at the end of the day.
Well, Omar, we only have a couple of minutes left for this segment. Tell me a little bit about how people can get a hold of you. Internet, phone, things like that?
Well, you know, they can reach out to me through our website. We recently revamped our website, and it's very, very. It's an excellent website, which is www.totalbank.com. Or you can reach out to me directly by phone. I like to always give out my cell phone because I like to be able
I'll
to
be using that
respond
11 o'clock tonight.
To our clientele as soon as possible. Anytime you can call, Jim, not a
What's
problem.
What's the cell phone,
And that's
Omar?
305-773-0039.
Hold on, you went a little fast. There's usually some Jets fans in the audience. I need you to go a little slower.
All right, it's 305-773-0039.
Okay, that's good. 773-0039. Okay, great. So, Omar, we're wrapping up here today. If we could give somebody a takeaway, what's a good takeaway about Total Bank in the lending as far as real estate and also business lending?
We're a small bank that cares about the needs of every small and medium business out there. And we encourage responsible lending and are here to stay and to serve our community.
Well, Omar, I want to thank you so much for being the grand sponsor, the lead sponsor for the CCIM event today. It's show number 300 for Freed on Business. We're here with Omar Ojeda from Total Bank. We'll be right back after this short message with more CCIM.
Thank you, Jim, for having us.
All right, we're back. We're back with Britt Rosen. Britt is with Brittex Appraisal Services, Inc. He's a CCIM. His pop was one of the first CCIMs in Miami. Britt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
Now, Britt, tell me a little bit. You're an appraiser. What are you seeing as far as valuation trends here in the marketplace? I've seen people have been talking to me as interest rates rose that we would see some upward trends in cap rates. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, this is a commercial seminar. We do a lot of residential.
Oh, okay.
You know, looking at residential, it kind of predicts the commercial market. So when we had the recession and values dropped on the residential sector, we saw that commercial was hurt as well, because those commercial services that deal with, you know, residences affected the commercial markets. So, you know, now everything's back and great again, both commercially and residentially. Things have come back. We see that, and things are good right now.
Well, I agree with you. I've always believed that residential would lead commercial, that if somebody's having a problem with their home, they're not exactly thinking about how am I going to get my office building done or redo my office lease. What are you seeing as far as trends in the appraisal business? I know that when I'm doing a commercial loan and I have to get an appraisal, it used to be that your appraiser could be somebody you could jawbone talk and basically get it made as instructed. Today, the process is a lot different. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. There's been a trend to what we call appraiser independence. So now what's happened in the past 10 years is that when a lender hires an appraiser to do an assignment, that the borrower is not involved in that process. So the bank will have an employee or someone designated to deal with the appraiser so that it is more of an unbiased relationship, and that the borrower really has no communication at all other than maybe meeting the appraiser at the property. So that the communication is through the bank, and that the bank selects, sometimes on a rotating basis, the appraiser. And it's really, I think, a good thing for the industry.
Now, what are you seeing as far as trends in appraisal? We talked a little bit about cap rates. We talked about the impact of interest rates on cap rates. I've always found that appraisal, they use the three methods, the comp, the income, and the cost to replace. What do you think is the most effective way right now of valuing property, because costs have been going up dramatically? Has the income approach kept up with that?
That's a great question. You know, when the appraiser takes on an assignment, the most important thing for the appraiser is to be credible. So the appraiser has to look at those three approaches to value and determine what is the best data. What if it's an income approach, let's say that property is rented and there are no good comparable sales for it. It would be an income approach possibly.
So
let's just say it's an owner user and there's not good income data and that there are good comparable sales for the property. The appraiser would pick that comparable sales approach. So it just depends. And let me give you a third example. Let's say it's a church or a special use facility. Maybe a cost approach would be appropriate, taking land and building the building and profits. So, and then maybe two or three approaches would apply, or one or two approaches may correlate. So there's no real set answer for that. The appraiser has to look at each property and determine what is the best approach to the methodology and arriving at a credible market value.
I also think that the definition of what value you're seeking is important. Is that something that you're finding as well, is that there's different types of values you're asked to evaluate?
Yes. Yeah, it's important to understand the assignment from the very beginning and know what it's for. It might be that you're hired as an expert in a litigated matter. Someone might be after an insurance value. Most typically, we're after a market value, which is defined by the Appraisal Institute. And certainly there is a definition for market value.
Okay, well, Britt, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. If somebody needs an appraisal, how do they find you guys?
They can find me, Brittex Appraisal Services. That's Brittex, and it's Brittex USA, BrittexUSA.com on the internet.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate your answers. There were some sort of technical questions. I appreciate you delving in there.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. We're broadcasting live from the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference in Coral Gables. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. Thanks, Britt, for being on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, we'll be back after this short break. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, and remember, you can support Lauren's Kids tonight at Bloomingdale's. They're having an exclusive sale. It's tonight only, and you can save up to 20%. So go to Bloomingdale's tonight. I know my wife is there burning up our credit card right now. Go to Bloomingdale's, spend away, and Lauren's Kids will be the beneficiary tonight. Make sure you do it for our friends at Lauren's Kids to protect our kids. As a high-powered executive,
I demand, and I know you demand too, the best for your health. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your own personal concierge that guides you through your visit to create a customized preventive health plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, that's 305-243-2738. Call today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Taking a look at the Miami-Dade Broward County traffic, we do have stop-and-go traffic from an earlier accident, Dolphin Expressway westbound at Palmetto Expressway. And then we have congestion reported, 95 southbound at Sunrise Boulevard, Palmetto Expressway southbound between Northwest 58th Street and the Dolphin, and slow traffic 95 northbound between Broward Boulevard and Atlantic Boulevard. For more traffic information, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic Miami.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida, and everybody knows that UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations, from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report, now 11 years in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. And remember to go to RideDCC and register and support the University of Miami Health System and the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center in their ride to cure cancer. Again, go to RideDCC.com. You know, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good.
We're back with the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. We've been doing interviews with the key speakers and key sponsors. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. What a super way to celebrate. And now I've got one of my old friends. Gosh, everybody's my old friend on this. Arno Carcente. Arno, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, I've been waiting a long time to interview you, Arno. Now, Arno, tell me a little bit about 13th Floor and what you've been doing, because I met you so long ago when you were going to school, and it's so great to see how you've evolved and built one of the powerhouses in South Florida real estate.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not sure about a powerhouse, but 13th Floor is a boutique investment and development company based here in Miami. We focus on trying to find value opportunities throughout the entire market, so we're pretty agnostic in terms of what we do. You know, residential, commercial, mixed use. What we're looking for is pretty much good deals. We represent a number of investors ranging from friends and family, literally high school buddies of mine who've been with me for since I started, to high net worth individuals and to a couple of institutions. And all told, we've done about, let's see, we put out about $275 million of equity in the last 7-8 years, and we've managed approximately about $1 billion of real estate in total cost.
Well, Arno, the markets are changing now. We've gone through an incredible growth spurt in all product types here in Miami-Dade County, and now we're seeing an evolution into the next phase of the market. What are you seeing coming up, and do you have any special approaches that you're looking at to take advantage of the market opportunities?
Well, I think that first and foremost, it's an exciting market. There's no question about it. It's exciting to be a part of, and we're very grateful that we are in a rising and growing economy, because obviously we don't take that for granted. Having said that, that strong growth makes it difficult sometimes to think about what's in the future. I mean, we cut our teeth in the distress cycle where we were buying assets at candidly pennies on the dollar, so it's a little difficult today when you're looking at pricing and you're looking at velocities and where they're going. But we're believers in Florida. We're believers in South Florida. So I think long term these assets should do well. We're just trying to be very careful in the way in which we acquire them. So to answer your question in terms of where we see the growth, I think you got to stick to the basics. You know, population growth, wage growth. Those are translating to interesting ideas in the residential space, both in multifamily and in housing. The condo business right now is obviously very exciting, but it's also very volatile, as we know, and we have to be careful about that. And so, we're just one of the challenges is just being able to, you know, see the forest for the trees. That's what we're trying to do.
So it sounds to me like the big word in your shop starts with a D. It's discipline.
Yes, discipline. It's actually not a fun. It's not a fun way of living your life in business, unfortunately, because you wake up in the morning wanting to get something done, and oftentimes you fight really hard and you work really hard to turn something down. Doesn't seem like a logical way of making a living, but unfortunately, in this business, you spend most of your time on the things that don't work, and so you have to be careful in what you jump in and out of. I think the hardest part about this is actually the discretion and the trust that our investors put in us to actually go out and buy the right things. And so at the end of the day, we're more comfortable with not doing a good deal than getting involved in the wrong one.
Well, what do you think makes a good deal? Is it the real estate? Is it the market? Is it the way you capitalized it? What makes a good deal, Arno?
I think to begin with, it's the fundamentals. I mean, it's gotta defend itself, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, what makes a good deal are all the things that everybody talks about, the people, the values, the location, all those things. But at the end of the day, it's the answering one very simple question. What if? What if everything you just said or everything you believe in or everything that you assumed doesn't happen the way that you want it to? Or what if it takes longer? Or what if the markets turn a little bit differently? And so the what if is how we underwrite, and that's why we're hounds when it comes to value. And
what are you seeing as good opportunities in today's market as you continue to evolve as a company, Arno?
Well, as an example, in downtimes, you want to be buying. In good times, one strategy is to lend. By lending, what you do is you're still in the game. You're a player in the game. Obviously, you have to lend at a certain yield that will meet your investors' returns, and I'm not going to be able to compete with local banks and things of that nature. But by lending capital, you can be in the game, but you also reserve the opportunity to also be helpful, because we are operators. So in a lot of times what we're doing today is we're providing debt structures that also have an equity component or maybe the option to become equity. It might not necessarily be the way of getting the most amount of the upside, but it's a nice defensible strategy to play in this game without necessarily taking all the risk.
So it sounds like you're making risk-adjusted returns, and you're solving problems, and people would want to come to you because you don't only provide capital, but you also provide not only financial capital, but it sounds like intellectual capital as well.
Yeah, in fact, we look to make the highest return on our intellectual capital more than our actual dollar capital, in the sense that our biggest value in our shop is really our team. I mean, we've got guys who, these guys are very impressive. We've got in-house architects, developers, operators, managers.
Don't forget Mike.
Well, he runs the shop. Mike's probably the smartest guy I've ever worked with. These are guys who they live it, they breathe it. And at the end of the day, when you walk into my shop, I want it to feel a lot more than just a deal shop or a financial firm. I want it to feel like your project is going to really get taken care of, and we're going to lift this thing, we're going to make it happen. And of course, we're going to use money to do that. Otherwise, I don't think people would knock on our door. I don't think the good looks are enough.
Got that covered.
Yeah, right. But I think it's more than that. I think it's understanding nuances of the cycle, understanding where we are, understanding how to get a construction loan, and taking it from concept to reality.
Well, Arno, we've only got a minute or so left, so why don't we give somebody a takeaway? You're going to talk to the folks in there in a couple minutes. What's your takeaway that you're going to give them?
You know, my biggest takeaway right now is to be cautiously optimistic. I think you want to get out of bed, and you want to get excited about, you want to participate in this market, but don't be afraid to pull back sometimes and be cautious about it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's, I guess, to summarize it, I'll tell you, you could live with the trains that you don't catch, but make sure you get on the right one and do all your homework early, because it's game time when you buy and do the deal.
Arno Carcenti, 13th Floor Investments, one of the true visionaries here in our market today, and one of the people that's taken good bets, risk-adjusted returns. Arno, congratulations on what you're doing. I can't wait to hear you speak inside.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. We're here live at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. We're here with Danette Linares. We're at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook and Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. Danette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Danette, let's talk a little bit about what your specialty is. It's office leasing, no?
That's right. I'm in commercial office leasing, primarily in the downtown area, but we also have a product in Doral as well as Coral Gables, and we're actually one of the silver sponsors of this event, BAC Colonnade Office Tower.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the event. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on in the CBD office market, because we haven't had too many new additions to supply other than, well, I guess we've had two big additions to supply. How have they been absorbed?
They're doing really well. 1450 Brickell was one of our key assets in the Brickell area, and we are 100% leased right now.
It's a beautiful building.
Thank you very much. It was done in record time. There are two other office buildings that are actually leasing up quite well. Brickell in downtown is in hot demand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you almost can't drive your car there anymore at night.
Nope, you can't. But you know what? That's the new plan of mobility, mass transit, all aboard Florida, what they're doing and bringing their rail and activating that. It's a wonderful place. Uber and Lyft and all sorts of alternative transportation modes are coming in to play.
Oh, listen, it doesn't even matter. My wife's already been to that Whole Foods market. She says it's like a spaceship that everybody has to go there. It's the most beautiful store in town.
It's unbelievable. It literally stopped traffic last week, so it's very exciting.
Oh, something stopped traffic in downtown. What a concept. Now, Danette, if you were going to talk about the office market, where are we in the cycle for needing office? Because it sounds to me like Spire's about to deliver some more beautiful office space.
They are. Ackerman Centerfit is actually going to be their lead tenant in one of their office towers. And there's enough office space to come around, but as far as large blocks of space that are available, it's really dwindling. And right now, the office environment is pretty healthy. We're seeing a lot of tenants coming in from the Northeast, a lot of hedge funds coming over, as well as California. We've got the great advantage of the taxes that we have here, as well as our beautiful weather.
Now, let me ask you about the hedge funds that are moving in, because you read about them in the paper, but they're sort of like a unicorn. Are they really moving in? And if so, how big? Because when you compare Miami's office space to Atlanta, Atlanta takes a large block of space. Miami, maybe Atlanta takes 20,000 square feet. The Miami office of that firm may take 5. So how are you seeing the hedge funds coming in? Is it just the senior person, or are they really building out a whole platform down here?
It's true. We are actually a very small tenant market. The average tenant size is about between 2,500 and 5,000 square feet. And the hedge funds that we have been seeing are more on the smaller side, but they're establishing an office here, and they really are growing. And you see the big guys coming here. They'd rather establish their home base in Miami and South Florida.
Well, what I found is that people tend to cluster together. If smart people are coming and they're developing their hedge funds and their venture capital funds and they're finding success here, that other people will follow them. Are you starting to hear like sort of a buzz in the industry about Miami?
We are hearing a buzz in the industry in Miami, as well as there are technology companies coming. And we have Emerge Americas, and what Manny Medina has done is incredible.
High five to Manny.
Oh, absolutely. He exceeded expectations last year. He thought 5,000 people would attend his conference, and he had over 6,000 people. So this year is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been following Manny. He's one of my favorites of all time. Now, Danette, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or one of the other terrific people over at Blanca Commercial, how do they do that?
Email is the best. It's danette.linares@blancacre.com.
One of the most professional people in the office leasing business, Danette Linares. She's here with me broadcasting live from the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Danette. Well, we're with potentially my favorite guest, certainly the person I've known the longest, but it's Jim Freed. It's the 300th episode of Freed on Business. We're broadcasting live today from the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Conference. We've got Lou Goodkin here. Lou Goodkin set the bar in market analysis and commercial real estate. It's where I got my start at one of the big accounting firms. Lou is the one that basically taught us the whole business. Lou, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so very much and very kind of you.
Now, Lou, you're going to be here talking to the CCIMs in a couple of minutes. What are some of the points you're going to be bringing up?
Well, I think one of the things is how unique the condo boom we have, plus where did all of the inventory go that we were saying, oh, my God, look at these thousands of units that we have overhang. So when did we ever have the amount of institutional buying that bought thousands and hundreds of thousands of single family foreclosures and bought entire inventories of condominiums and put them into the rental pool?
Well, you could have never projected that, but one thing I did project is the fact that they'd have a public sector exit, and you're starting to see that right now as Blackstone came to the market the other day with their first tranche. So, Lou, the overhang really wasn't there. It's all a bunch of rental properties. What do you think about what's being delivered to the market right now? It seems to me that a lot of these floor plans and buildings, they're not targeting people that live here. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, like an overwhelming percentage of those people that bought it's an investment buy. They're looking for safety. They're looking for modest returns, much more modest than we'd ever think about. Some of them are reaching into their pocket. But what it's done is it created a tremendous dynamic in that all the young people that were frozen out of ownership are now having this huge rental supply that they can respond to. And it created an energy downtown that we never had before.
Oh, my gosh. Downtown has turned the corner, and it all happened with all of the residential units. It's a true 24-hour city now, and it's a very exciting place. What are you seeing as the future of downtown?
Well, I see nothing. Nothing but exciting things. It's going to get better. Their biggest problem, a challenge, in my opinion, is twofold. One is transportation. That to be addressed because traffic is a very critical issue. With all of these buildings and the high taxes that these folks are paying, there should be enough capital out there in form of taxes to pay for a lot of this stuff. The second thing I see is that it's going to continue to be very much investor-driven because the way the pricing is going, it's not affordable to a domestic market. So as a consequence, since these people aren't moving into this product and choosing to rent it out, you're going to have that kind of growth assured with young people. The other thing is, where else do you go? Broward County has no land to build out. The urban thing, younger people are very much attracted to the energy of the urban core, which was not the case before. So it spells nothing but very high promise for the city.
Wow, it sounds like you're really bullish on Miami. Lou, is it seeming, is it now, is this the time for Miami?
Well, I think so. I don't think, I mean, if you look at Miami, I mean, we've always talked about it being the capital for Latin America and what have you, but with the airlift it has, with the international demand, with the imagery, you go to Europe, you know, used to be you talk about Miami, they didn't talk about great things. Now, every time you say where you are, they're telling you, what an exciting place, we love the city, you know, this and that. And I think that Miami, it's going to be nothing but up for it as far as we're concerned. The biggest concern I have, as I say, is affordability for the people that are working here.
Yeah, well, that is something that they're going to have to address. Maybe it'll be a lot of people will be roommates. You really can't tell what's going to happen, but it is a great housing stock. Lou, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us a little bit today. If people want to get a hold of you, get some of your reports, how do they do that?
Well, they can. We're downtown Miami, and
they have a drone that'll come and pick up the report.
And I'll deliver a pizza with it. But our number is 305-860-0771.
Well, Lou Goodkin, one of the true legends in economic consulting with real estate. So great to have you on the show. It's the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. This is the 300th episode of Freed on Business. We'll be back after this. All right, and remember, you can support Lauren's Kids tonight at Bloomingdale's. They're having an exclusive sale. It's tonight only, and you can save up to 20%. So go to Bloomingdale's tonight. I know my wife is there burning up our credit card right now. Go to Bloomingdale's, spend away, and Lauren's Kids will be the beneficiary tonight. Make sure you do it for our friends at Lauren's Kids to protect our kids.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have thumbs up, which means we're back at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference here in Coral Gables, which is show 300 for Freed on Business. We're here with my good friend, Tony Puente. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Now, Tony, you're with Fairchild Partners. Fairchild is one of the top boutique firms here in South Florida. What do you guys specialize in?
Thank you. Yes, we're a small boutique commercial real estate shop, specialized basically in anything related to do with office product, industrial land, investments, our group, which is a small group, we're about, seven or eight in the office, most of us on the brokerage and sales side, really compete in that arena. Most of our activity is in Miami-Dade County in South Florida, and we're glad to be a part of the community.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Jose Hunkadeo, your partner over there. Now, Tony, what are you guys seeing in the marketplace? We're here at the Outlook Conference. What are some of the things you're going to share with the people later on today?
Well, again, I'm part of the CCIM organization. I'm on the local board, and we're super excited to put on what I believe is our ninth event.
Wow, high five to you.
Yeah, the early years were a little bit of a struggle, but it's really caught on. We really feel we're a significant conference, very well attended. The information and the speakers that we have on a year-to-year basis really do a great job. I'm honored this year actually to be one of the speakers. I was asked to speak on the office market in Miami-Dade County, so I'm excited about that. you know, it's a good market. It's a landlord time right now. If you're a landlord, you probably have a smile on your face. Most of the elements right now are pointing in the direction of, you know, rising rental rates, lowering concessions, and, you know, vacancy really dropping. And you're going to hear a little bit more of that when I put on my speech here in a little bit.
Well, Tony, if people want to get a hold of you or somebody at Fairchild Partners, how do they reach you? And we've got Jets fans that listen, so go slow.
Absolutely. Well, we love our Jets fans. We love our visitors from the Northeast. Our telephone number is 305-668-0620, and you can prompt us with different numbers by listening to our names. And my email is tpuente@fairchildpartnerswithans.com.
Hey, Tony, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate you having us here at the CCIM Outlook Conference for the 300th episode of Freed on Business. We'll be back after this short break. Thank you so much, Tony Puente.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care now. 300th episode. That was the 300th episode of Freed on Business. I want to thank the CCIMs for letting us broadcast live from their Outlook Conference. I want to thank Kind Foods, the South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, U Health, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Miami Dolphins, Eric Ross, the NFL Alumni Association, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Thank you to our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Look for me on LinkedIn, Facebook. We're on Twitter at Freed on Business and at Jim Freed. YouTube, the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. This is the 300th time I say, now go out there and make it happen.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on 880 AM The Biz at 8 AM to the Pete DeLaTorre Business Hour, the voice of business in Miami. His daily program keeps a close eye on late-breaking information about economic development, business opportunities, and entrepreneurship in Miami and South Florida, featuring important discussions with key industry experts and inspiring conversations with local, national, and global entrepreneurs.